Now that recreational marijuana use is legal, Oregonians with pot convictions have been taking advantage of another new law, one that makes it easier to get marijuana felonies erased. Correspondent Chris Lehman visited a former felon who says he feels like a new man.
When I met him last year, Tim McClure was living with the shame of being a felon.
I don't think it's the measure of me as a man.
When McClure was 42 years old, he was convicted of illegally growing marijuana on his ranch near The Dalles, Oregon. He says it was supposed to be a small grow for some medical marijuana patients, but ended up being a little larger than planned. He pled guilty and was fined, but never served any time behind bars. In the years since then, he stayed out of trouble with the law. But his business failed, his marriage fell apart, and some of his friends never spoke to him again. McClure told me back then the conviction was a weight he just couldn't shake off.
I'm an unlikely convicted felon, I think. And I think after 15 years, there ought to be some remedy available to me.
It turns out, after 16 years, there was.
I had tears of joy. You know, it still brings tears to my eyes thinking about it.
McClure is referring to the day this spring when he opened his mail to see a letter from his attorney. His application to have his felony marijuana conviction expunged had been approved.
It's a watershed moment for me.
The expungement means McClure can now legally say he's never been convicted of a crime. His criminal record has been sealed. To test out his new freedom, McClure went to a gun store and tried to buy a gun, something you can't do if you're a felon.
I stood there on pins and needles, you know, wondering if they're going to call out over the loudspeaker, you know, that I failed my background check. I finally eventually left the store because I was too nervous.
It took almost 2 hours, but eventually the call came. He owned a new handgun. So how did McClure go from a down-on-his-luck felon to an ex-con with no criminal record? He did it thanks to a law passed by the 2015 Oregon legislature. It allows people with marijuana-related felonies to get their slates wiped clean if the crimes they were convicted of are no longer illegal. Portland attorney Sandy Pelican handled McClure's case.
The correct legal terminology is to set aside. You set aside the record of the conviction and seal the arrest.
Pelican says people who want their records expunged can't have had any other criminal convictions in the past 10 years. The process had already been available to people with lesser marijuana offenses, but the new law opens the doors to potentially thousands more people. State officials say the number who've applied so far is much lower than that. Pelican says clients who've successfully had their marijuana felonies sealed tell her they've had an easier time getting a job, getting an apartment.
Or, I'm able to travel to Canada. That's another big one.
Back in Wasco County, Tim McClure hops on his ATV to scan for predators eyeing his cattle. The handgun he bought isn't the tool he needs, though.
I am going to have a varmint gun, something that I can, you know, reach out and get a coyote if it's close to the house.
McClure says he never met Pelican, his attorney, but he says if he did, he'd go up and give her a hug. At 58 years old, he says, the expungement has given him a new lease on life.
I'm not going to be defined by the 16 years that I was a felon. I want to be defined by who I was before the felony and what I am and what I will become after the felony.
And in case you're curious, it cost McClure about $1,000 in application fees and legal bills to get his record sealed. He says it was the best $1,000 he ever spent. I'm Chris Lehman in The Dalles, Oregon.